Fox 103 and the Outdoor Show. Where are those fish biting? Our outdoor guy has the inside details. Should you fish the small inland lakes or along the shores of Lake Superior? What's biting? With our outdoor guy, Adam Carpenter. Only on Fox 103.
Well, it's time for our first outdoor report of the 5 o'clock hour. I'll try to read this with as much excitement as I can. I'm hanging on by a thread here, folks. Well, we'll get through it, though. I'd really appreciate everybody emailing me. I got actual reports from Little Bay Knock to get to in a little while here. Probably the second outdoor report this hour. In the meantime, I wanted to thank Dan from Northwoods Bait in Chassel talking about Portage Lake. And let's start with the walleye, because the walleye fishing has definitely picked up. I got one email from somebody who tried Portage Lake the other day, and they said that they actually was the first time they'd ever caught a fish on Portage Lake, and he really wanted to thank Dan for that from Northwoods Bait. Picked up his first walleye ever on Portage Lake. And according to Dan, a lot of the hardcore fishermen on Portage Lake are hooking up walleye that are just stuffed, filled with alewives and smelt. And I wouldn't say he said it's on fire or anything like that. It's not incredibly hot, but it has picked up significantly. The fish are full of alewives and smelt. And according to Dan, he is selling those shiver minnows, and they're working for walleye on Portage Lake. He wanted me to stress that there is lots of room out there. You don't need to go shimmy up next to another fisherman. There are plenty of spots to go on Portage Lake for walleye. Having a Vexilar is probably the biggest tool you can have. They are seeing a lot of walleye on the cameras right now. A lot of walleye showing up on the underwater cameras. And I'd say the coolest news from Portage Lake, though, came from a pike fisherman that Dan talked to. One of several, and they're averaging 1 to 4 fish a day of good size, 2 to 5 flags a day. The slab golden shiners are the ones that are picking up the biggest fish right now. And he even had one fisherman that was in 17 feet of water that lost a fish so big he couldn't even hardly get it to the hole, figuring it was probably right around a 20 pounder. On a slab golden shiner. So you may want to consider stopping by and picking some of those up if you're headed out to Portage Lake. The real trick, apparently, to having more success on the pike right now is the lightest weight absolutely possible in Portage Lake. Use the lightest weight you can get away with. And there is a little bit of current there, so you got to get down there to the bottom. But the lightest weight you can possibly get away with, you're going to need to experiment a little. So give that a try. There's your outdoor report. We'll be right back. A short break. Allison Krause and Union Station lined up next. I'm going to try and get some more Dristan in me here.